Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan. Steamy yesterday, too. This is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show for Thursday, June 27th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. If home delivery is simply too convenient for you, Amazon's rolling out a new way to receive your packages, but it entails getting off your couch and driving somewhere in your car. Now, why would I want to do that? Two, the Supreme Court set to release a couple of major decisions today, one on a census, one on partisan gerrymandering. Those rulings should be delivered just after we're off the air this morning. Quite convenient. And number one, 10 Democrats took the stage to debate in Florida last night. We'll find out later today just how many people tuned in. Plenty of audio coming up throughout this big three-hour program today. The scary thing, of course, is, well, one of these candidates actually could be the nominee. Thursday morning, June 27th. Welcome to it. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Well, actually, last night's candidates, you know, unlikely one will be the nominee, unless it's Elizabeth Warren. And I'm still not sure she has a great shot. Tonight, the major players, Kamala Harris, Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden on the stage. We'll hear some audio, plenty of audio from last night's debate. What do we got, Alex? 10 cuts we can play at some point today? It's like the whole debate. Not quite. It went for 2 hours last night until 11 o'clock in the evening. Cory Booker got the most talk time, in case you're keeping track at home. I think it was 10 and a half, 11 minutes. And then Elizabeth Warren was right up on top, too. We'll hit the debate in a second. My name is Scott Bertram, filling in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. I am the general manager of the student radio station here at Hillsdale College in Hillsdale, Michigan, where I also teach in the journalism department. And in my spare time, I fill in for Steve Gruber. Been with you the past couple of days and will be with you through next week, through Independence Day, as Steve has some time off. Happy to be with you on a day after debate night. Coming up on today's program in hour number one, Jenny Beth Martin from Tea Party Patriots Action, honorary chairman there. Aaron Call, director of debate at the University of Michigan. In hour number two, Maria Espinoza from the National from the Remembrance Project, where she's national director. Dr. John S. Baker, president, chairman of the Foundation for Self-Government, professor emeritus at LSU. And finally, hour three, Ron Van Timmeren from Celebration Cinemas. We'll see what's at the box office this weekend. And Phil Wegman from Real Clear Politics and Real Clear News. He was down in Florida last night and will join us for a more analysis of last night's Democratic debates. Now, before we head into some of our audio from the debate, first of all, I'll tell you this. I don't think anyone made a giant splash. I don't think anyone, any of the one percenters, so to speak, and that's 1% in the polls, not 1% in income, did anything to launch themselves into a new stratosphere. Bill de Blasio was rude, as always, cutting off candidates in mid-sentence a couple of times. I'm not sure how that plays with people. Beto O'Rourke had a bad night. I think he had perhaps the worst night of anyone, although Tim Ryan looked not all that comfortable. Tim Ryan is ostensibly one of the more, less far-left candidates in the race, and he just looked uncomfortable at times last night on stage. Cory Booker talked a whole lot. He had the most talk time of any candidate. And Elizabeth Warren, again, she was the one main stage candidate on this kind of second stage, and so she did fine, I think, in terms of what Democrats would think of her performance last night. We'll hear from her coming up later on this morning. Before we get to that, though, I want to play this audio at least twice today. So we'll do it here in this first segment. And this is from The View yesterday. And look, if you're hearing something from The View, there's like a 92% chance it's going to be something crazy, unless it's Meghan McCain talking, who has improved her stature quite a bit, I think, in the past year or so with her work on The View. Yesterday, they were talking about comments by Iranian President Hassan Rouhani that he called President Trump afflicted. This is Hassan Rouhani speaking, to be clear. Afflicted by mental retardation is what the Iranian president said. And so Sonny Hostin, the first voice you'll hear and then Whoopi Goldberg and others will jump in. Take a listen to this from The View.
I'm not a fan of this president, but I also think it is so inappropriate that the Iranian president is saying yes. that the United States president is suffering from mental illness. I just think that he's a foreign leader, and also, I don't think we should cheer the fact that a foreign government is talking about our president.
I totally agree with her, and because when you are the leader of a country that throws gay people off of roofs for being gay and yeah. stone women in the street for wearing tank tops, how dare you judge what we do in our country?
Yeah. Well, we better. Okay, I agree.
Punch all you want. Let us not forget what's happening to gay people in this
That's
country.
True.
But they're not being killed.
In this country.
That's true.
I mean,
I'm not a fan of this president.
No, my point with this, not yet. Not yet. I mean, you think this is not, something that's being thrown around? Yeah, it is. But that's not, but my point is simply this.
I've never heard that it's being thrown around to be illegal to be gay in the United States of
America.
Well,
then you should read some more of the stuff that you, that
you
is in the newspapers.
You can't join what people are doing. If you're transgender, you can't join the military.
I'm not a fan of this president. No, I understand.
But I also don't think.
There you go. Two things there. First, the first half where they defend the Iranian president's comment, half of them, I guess, on The View, Whoopi specifically defending the Iranian president, saying the president or defending the Iranian president, saying President Trump is afflicted by mental retardation. There you go. That's the first half. That's solid stuff. Then the second half, I want to play it one more time. This is the second cut, Alex, View 2. Listen to this one
Let
more
us not
time.
Forget what's happening to gay people in this
That's
country.
True.
But they're not
and
being killed.
In this country.
That's true.
I mean,
I'm not a fan of this president.
No, my point with this, not yet. Not yet. I mean, you think this is not, something that's being thrown around? Yeah, it is. But that's not, but my point is simply this.
I've never heard that it's being thrown around to be illegal to be gay in the United States of America.
Well, then you should read some more of the stuff that you, that is in the newspapers. You see what people are doing.
Read some more of the stuff that's in the newspapers. People, listeners, Steve Gruber, guys and gals, have you read anything in any newspaper suggesting that, the U.S. should make it illegal to be gay? I have not. Nor that we should start throwing gay people off buildings. I haven't seen that anywhere. Whoopi has. We should ask what she's reading. She's reading something that I've not seen. And the equation, I couldn't pick out which voice this was. The equation of transgender people being unable to serve in the military with Iran throwing gay people off of buildings to their death. That is morally equivalent in the minds of the hosts of The View. At least, again, I couldn't pick out who was saying that. Meghan McCain trying to push back a bit, somewhat successfully, but Whoopi the loudest voice on that stage. Whoopi believes it is being talked about in the highest places here in the U.S. that it will be illegal to be gay and we'll start throwing gay people off of buildings just like they do in Iran. That's what passes for discourse on The View. We'll see what passes for discourse on the debate stage among Democrats. Next, Scott Bertram in for Steve. This is The Steve Gruber Show.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. Every Army National Guard member serves not only to protect the nation, but also their local communities, so they each have a stake in the security and well-being of the neighborhoods where they live and work. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. Since the early days of our republic, the Army National Guard has continued its timeless commitment to guarantee peace and security for all Americans. A proud legacy which has endured for nearly four centuries. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. Selfless service. It's what inspires the men and women of the Army National Guard to be part of something greater than themselves. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.